Did you look at the subreddit at all?
Yeah, I took a little peek at it.
Okay. So but... you did, oh, it's not on that one. Never mind.
Yeah.
The one that, the one that's like going viral.
About Matt.
Oh, stop.
I can't even do it.
Some yeah, people yeah. were commenting on like Patricia's post of us, like, rest in peace, Matt.
Did what? You... No, I did not do that. I did not do that.
Oh. Wait, what?
Should we? Oh.
Nope, it's
what
done.
Post?
One of her Instagram posts.
Rest and in were, like, peace,
three or
Matt.
Four, and I was like, are Carly and them like up
no,
to something?
No, we would never do
wait,
that.
Was it yesterday?
It was... A couple day, 2 days ago?
It might be.
Oh. Joe did say something, but I think it was like snake
not
emojis
rest
or something.
In peace.
Yeah, it was not rest in peace.
I think he definitely said snake emojis.
It was like something stupid.
Okay.
I
well,
forget why.
What's good, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of Good Influences. We found our subreddit. There was a subreddit that was made about Good Influences, which is...
We made it.
Did we?
That's
I'm the moderator.
That's how I.
Oh, Aaron made, we made it as a podcast.
No, I'm saying like we made it. We have a subreddit.
I wouldn't even know how. I had to be like Carly.
No,
I
she doesn't
you.
Know how to use Reddit at all.
Yeah.
Do we need to hire mods?
There are mods.
No, there are mods.
Who picked
so
the mods?
So I was on TikTok Live last night and a girl was commenting. She's like, I'm the mod for the Good Influences subreddit because I was talking about it. I was like, guys, we have a subreddit. Mike made a post. Ask a question if you want. And there was a girl in there and she was like, we got a strange post. So like I went to look at that and I was like, oh, you're the mod. Moderator, and she's very sweet. She's like, yeah, it's just me and a couple of my friends. So I
she's
think
like,
they
here's
made
my
it.
W-9.
Here's my resume.
She's now our employee, yeah.
Invoice.
But people are like jokingly theorizing that you created the subreddit.
Oh, really?
Yeah, which is like funny. But.
Oh, no.
Have you ever created a subreddit?
No, he just
No, I've created. Never created a subreddit. I am a moderator of a Facebook group, the Brooke and Connor Facebook group, which was like, I think.
Do you do a lot of modding in there?
How do you have
you
the
know,
time?
I think there's like three or four other like mods in it, but like I can like approve or deny like people into the group. And like ooh. Sometimes I can see if like someone is like a fake looking profile. And then sometimes if I think something really doesn't contribute to the discussion, or I think it's not about Brooke and Connor and it's someone who's just sharing like they're like a
trying to sell something
or like share their own business, I'm like, sorry. That's
does it ever
allowed.
Get snarky in there?
Oh, no.
Like people are like, I can't believe Brooke said this.
Sometimes, like, I really wish I could hop in where they're like, does Brooke, like, is she dating Patrick Johnson? This is, like, before Patrick yeah. was, like, out. And I'm just like, ha, ha, ha. If they only knew, I have the real tea.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
So you deny people coming into the group. What are the requirements?
Are there questions to answer to enter the group?
I think there are. Actually, there are questions to answer, but they're Brooke and Connor related and stuff. Yeah. But I didn't have to go through that. But I don't know. But Reddit doesn't do like questions like that to enter a subreddit. I don't think
so. Well, Ben and Emil have a subreddit. They use it all the time. And they like get submissions, memes, questions. Like I think having a subreddit's a really good community.
Yeah, because Aaron asked, because and I didn't know either. She was like, is it like losery to post
yeah,
on your
to
own
be
subreddit?
Like, hey guys, like
I know. I was like, maybe, I don't know, but I feel like
and I think other podcasts like
it is supposed to be a community.
Reference their subreddit too, yeah.
I think we're so used to snark.
Like negative.
Yeah, that we're like
and that's why I was like, why would I be sending people to a place that's talking shit about us?
Yeah,
and hopefully people don't use it as a place for us to like clarify things or think that you're going to get like juice from us. Like I don't know.
Well, the moderator said like you can't phrase anything you write on here to any of us.
Right.
Oh, right.
Like, hey, Mike, I have a question.
Right. That we're not going to be doing customer service.
To
in
be
there.
Fair, I would answer, but I don't have an account, nor would I know how to do that.
I'd have to walk her through it.
I have my Reddit account from like 2009, probably. That's like my main one. That's not the
go
one that I use.
Go cancel him, everyone.
There's nothing in there. I looked yesterday. It's just me asking, like, on iOS 4, how do you like? Do the setting, and then it's all just like Mars Volta posts.
Matt, I was cracking up because I was just like, what the hell is Mike going to have on his page that's going to like offend someone?
I don't know. No, I was just like, whoa, before we make the post.
Make sure, Mike, you're not using your personal account.
I don't know. You just never know, especially if you've had it for so many years. You don't want to.
Did you see the Julia Ernst Reddit drama?
Who is that?
I never really heard of her, and I said this on our podcast, and I'm not saying that in a snarky way. I just, there's so many influencers. How do you know everybody? She's also like 18, so whatever. But I'm gonna have trouble remembering the story. But she basically people found out that she was commenting. I'd have to
on her own page, like adding
she,
to the drama.
Yes, like she would add to the drama of her own posts, and she would also talk shit about like her twin sister, saying like,
oh, that's a
she's
crazy
she's been
person.
Ran through and stuff. Yeah, it was just like crazy. I told this whole story on our podcast. I I remembered it all then, but I can't really remember the whole story now.
Do you still browse that awful LA one?
No.
Since last week?
Yeah. Or this morning?
No.
I don't go on it that much.
No, I've muted it.
Good.
Like, I don't.
Is there a way to block it so it just never shows up for you?
I tried looking to do that and I couldn't figure it out, but like, it won't show up on my feed, even if I'm not part of it. It's not suggested. If there is something where I really want to look at it, I have to go search it.
Yeah, guys, you got to be nice.
Yeah, that's
otherwise the thread's getting shut down because he won't be able to handle it.
Oh, on the good of
no, I guess I don't know. I can't handle
it. I'm excited to see. We also like doubled the amount of people that were in it from when we posted on our Instagram stories.
How many people are there?
A couple hundred now.
Hi, it's a good little community.
We're in the 700s now.
We're in the 700s now?
Cool.
Let's go.
Well, after this episode, maybe we'll have more. Don't make it snark, but I think our mods will be good.
And we have 536 of right now.
If you get snarky, I'll make an account and chime in.
Yeah. And it'll say Aaron Guilfoy.
Yeah.
The funny thing is that I think this is so funny. Brooke Schofield, she has a Reddit account and she's like, will comment on like the canceled stuff or stuff about her on Reddit, and everyone knows it's her. Like, it's very open, which I think is so funny because she'll respond and be like, this didn't actually happen this way, blah, blah, blah.
I'll probably respond to stuff. If there's some outrageous shit in there, I don't care. I'll say, hey guys, or like if someone asks a question, I mean, I'm on.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind responding in there either.
Yeah, in our subreddit, I would never go into like one of those awful ones and be like, no, Matt and Patricia actually are happy together. Like, you know, like, whatever.
Hey, Mike Sheffer here.
Yeah. I actually know Matt really well.
To chime in.
Yeah.
God, the worst are those ones where people will post about celebrities, like a certain cast member of a show where it's always sunny. And I'm just like, Dumas.
Figuring out a puzzle.
But it's so surface level and not creative and like, clearly just someone's making something up to just get Reddit upvotes. I don't get it. It seems
sometimes it's like real, right?
Yeah. Sometimes it's real. Sometimes they get it from Dumas, which is sometimes.
Has the girl behind Dumas, has she like come out and been like, it's moi?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
I love the clip of the guy from Barstool pronouncing it incorrectly over and over. Docs, Mox, and Dumas.
No, it's so
that's such
funny.
A good clip of him. And he has that dog now too that
Miss
I always see.
Peaches.
Yeah. It's kind of funny that he has the same name as the dog, like same name and same dog as Claudia and Phineas.
That's like a pit?
They have a rescue pit bull named Peaches.
Oh.
I don't know if that's like a popular name for pit bull girls.
Well, his
like,
is Miss Peaches.
I think that's what, is that maybe a Miss, he's like always calling her Miss Peaches.
Miss Peaches.
Look at you snarking.
I'm not snarking.
Like, this is snark.
Well, I'm saying a positive thing. I'm like that's,
isn't it weird that like this person?
Well, no, person? I'm asking if that's like a.
But this is like conversation.
Is this like a known name for female pit bulls? Is that like a
no? I just
like
Peach is like a. I mean, that's Jenna and Julian's dog's name.
Oh, see, this is what I'm saying. I'd have never met any other dog named Peaches,
character.
And now I feel like I'm seeing a bunch.
Or like people who have like a golden retriever named Sadie. Like
Sadie,
what? I've
never heard that.
Sadie,
I'm like Buddy, maybe Sadie.
Sadie? Sadie? You've never met someone
I've
with a dog?
I've never met a Samantha. Dog named Sadie.
Yeah, me neither.
Oh, I've met 12.
What?
Yes.
Maybe
it's
a big
like
thing
a
in Texas.
Texas thing.
Yeah, maybe.
I went to look at like what I'm subbed to on Reddit, and the first thing is 1,000 pound sisters.
Carly.
1,000 pound sisters, 23andMe, 30+ skincare.
23andMe?
You're on a 23andMe subreddit?
Am I the asshole?
What do they talk about there?
Actually, I don't really know. I never really see it pop up.
Hold on, I didn't really catch that. You're saying the 1,000 pound sister, like the.
That's a subreddit I'm sub to.
Oh.
It's a show on TLC.
Yeah, wait, try being my size, Amy.
Yes.
You don't.
Yes,
understand.
Tammy and Amy.
You don't get it.
Honestly, the 23andMe isn't that exciting. It's literally people just posting. I think I got all excited when I did mine. I was like, ooh, what's other people's? Mm. And so I subbed to it, and now I don't really look at it.
That is a good thing to do sometimes with your friends, is just like share what subreddits you're subscribed to, because you can find some new cool stuff that you would never have thought of.
Pop culture chat's fun.
Life pro tips. That's one of my favorite ones. Buy it for life, too. So that's a great one. Last episode we just did about just like people who are like going, I've had this for 10, 15 years. It's never broke once. Frugal something. There's one.
Oh yeah,
like,
Frugal's good.
I see that one all the time.
Wall Street Bets.
Wall Street Bets.
Yeah, that's like the one that made GameStop go viral.
Oh, I just watched the Dumb Money.
Oh.
Did you like
was that
it?
Good?
Yeah, I loved it.
Yeah, it's
did really they good. Talk about Reddit in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
You
haven't seen it?
No.
It's really good. It's on Netflix now.
Oh,
Paul Dano.
He's so good.
It makes
you
feel good.
He's so good in the Beach Boys movie.
Yes, Love and Mercy.
Yeah, so good.
And Shailene Woodley, you know, just being Shailene Woodley.
She was good.
She, I mean, yeah,
there
she's good.
There were so many people in that movie. Like, every time someone came on screen, I was like, oh my God.
What movie are we talking about?
Dumb Money.
Dumb Money. Pete Davidson's in it.
Oh.
Shailene Woodley, though, is kind of like Jason Bateman, though. We're like, they kind of play, she kind of plays the same thing every time, but it's good. It's endearing.
Yeah.
But she's a little, you know.
I thought it was really interesting. I didn't know what was going on half the time, but.
in the movie?
Because it's all like stock stuff, and I just like don't know. I'm like, how the fuck did this happen?
I somehow we recently came across the clip when we had Ben Kahn on instead of you for an episode, and there was a clip of like you asking, or it was the stock market, and I was like, Ben, for people who don't know what the stock market is, can you explain? And Ben was like, everybody knows what the stock market is. And I was like, no, they don't. And then you each tried to explain what it was.
I was like, it's a street in New York.
So much money like in the stock market, but I'm just like, okay.
I know, I'm just like, it doesn't say.
No idea. Like, you're like, I think it's like a place in New York where people yell at each other.
Yeah, and you're like, in celebrities sometimes cut the rope.
Yeah, that was really funny.
You guys, I'm subbed to, I don't know why or when I did this, Bearded Dragons.
Ooh. That's a weird
subreddit. Because they're so cute. I just thought they were so cute. And I was like, I want to see everyone's bearded dragons.
I'm subscribed to Bravo. Donnie Darko. And like,
what's
and like
on
Blade
there?
Runner. It's just people who are like constantly revisiting the movie and pointing out weird things. Or
I like doing that when I finish a show. Like after I finished Breaking Bad, I was like, Breaking Bad. And I was reading all the little like Easter eggs that are in other episodes.
Yes.
And, you know, stuff like that's kind of fun. So if
I
you
love
ever,
that. Yeah. Well, we have a lot of suggestions here in our subreddit.
In our own subreddit.
And there's some questions. One question that I like here is, what is the most trouble you got into as a teenager and what did your parents do as punishment?
Oh boy.
I can say I literally never got in trouble. I was such a good kid.
In middle school, I was like into making like drawings that like you.
Oh, it's, yeah.
Have we talked about this?
Yeah.
Were you drilling a paint?
I drew it looked like an alien having its hands up, like going, like, and then you pull it upside, turn upside down, and it's like a topless woman. And
that's pretty
artistic. My eraser was down to like just the metal, and I was just like, I wanted to erase it, but I just decided to scrape it out. And one of my teachers like came by and saw that what I had drawn behind the scratch out marks, sent it to the principal, got called down to the principal. She had to call my mom, Mrs. Harris, and she's like, I'm with Matt right now. And it looks like he drew a doodle, a cartoon, what appears to be a topless lady.
A doodle.
And I got a full day DMC.
What's a DMC?
A DMC is like an all day detention.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Run DMC.
Yeah.
Okay, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Carly, I feel like you probably never got in trouble either.
I probably told the story. It's the only time I really got in trouble in high school when I slept at my friend's house and didn't tell my parents on accident. It was literally, have I told it?
I don't remember.
Okay, well, my best friend, we spent like 24 all our time together. She was over one night and she had terrible anxiety. Like, I didn't know anyone that had more anxiety than me except her. And we were at my house watching Grey's Anatomy and she was like, can you please just sleep over? Like, I'm not gonna be able to sleep because of my anxiety. I was like, of course. So we just like went to her house, fell asleep. And then I just forgot to tell my parents. For some reason, I was like, it's not a big deal. It's just Caitlin's house. Like, I'm always there. And I wake up and Caitlin's like, Carly, your mom has called me like a bunch of times, like texted me, called me. I think she's called you. And she's really worried. But I told her you're here and they want you to come home like right now. And I was like, my parents never got mad. Like, I never did anything. My parents were never mad at me. So I was like offended almost that my parents were mad at me. I was like, I didn't even do anything. So I got home and they were just like pissed. And so the next time I slept at our house, I obviously asked my parents. But then I also was like, I also got a bunch of post-it notes and wrote, I'm sleeping at Caitlin's, on like 100 of them, and put them all over the house.
Oh my God, like, so passive aggressive.
When my dad would open his laptop, it would be there. Like when my mom opened a drawer, it would be there. It was like in various places.
That is so funny.
That's like a jackass prank. Just
I was like, they're gonna know.
Jesus, but when it's Christ. Like you were the one in the wrong in the first place, but then you're like, fuck you.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't do it in a fuck you. I did it more as like a silly joke.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No, I really did. I was like, my dad will laugh at this.
Yeah.
I really didn't do it to piss him off. I was just like, this is funny.
There is a lot of suggestions for episodes.
Let's hear them.
You guys were talking about. A lot of people asking us to do a live show, which I think we could talk about too.
Talk about that too.
Yeah. Okay. Jesus.
Cincinnati, we're coming.
Come to Brazil. I really want to do one.
Yeah, for sure.
A live show?
Yes.
Oh, I mean.
Do we have an audience?
I think we can find
put out a survey on the subreddit or like figure out where people are.
We briefly touched on this, but why was Mike kicked out of book club?
Oh, yes. I've heard two different stories.
Well, you were, like, kicked out. You excused yourself. And then some of us just wanted to, like, say, oh, that we kicked you out. It was just that, well, yeah, you didn't.
What happened?
You didn't attend one of the last
he
ones.
He left, but then you're going around me like, we kicked him out.
It's like when you, someone gets dumped and they go, yeah, I broke up with her.
Yeah, we just wanted to add to the spice.
Bully energy.
You were kicked
out. Wait, so what happened?
You could tell the story. I'd like to hear from your perspective.
Well, one book club, I think you did finish it, but then you couldn't make it. And then the next time the next book came around, you didn't finish the book and you couldn't make it. And so you just like excused yourself.
Because you were really mad. Club.
No, I mean, I was a little disappointed. I like having Mike around a book club. I think the conversations are great. I love hearing his takes on things, but he just did not complete the assignment.
Yeah. And they also read the books really quickly.
We'll welcome you with open arms into our book club.
Thank you.
No pressure. People can't make it all the time.
Yeah. Well, it's also just the couple weeks of like when we were doing those last two books, I usually will read on the weekends. That's like when I have time. And like 3 weekends in a row, I had someone staying at my house. It was like my brother and then a friend and then like my parents. And I just like, my weekends are my time to read. And these books are like 400 pages, 300 pages. And I just didn't get time to finish it. Like I tried to read, you know, a couple pages every night. Couldn't finish them in time. Adamant about sticking to the date that we set. I could have done it if it was a week later. But two in a row I missed. And I just said, I feel like
how often do you meet?
Oh,
3 times a month.
3-4 weeks probably.
Oh, wow. Well, we would never do that to you.
Yeah.
This book that we're reading right now, I'm not even going to finish it.
Oh.
Are you going to excuse yourself?
Kick yourself out.
Wow, well, Matt.
It's a Boys and Men by Jonathan Reeves, and it's a nonfiction
it's a great book
about why the modern male is failing. But
we read that like 6 months ago.
It feels like homework. Like it's not. Well, like, give me the bullet points of like the big takeaways for like a discussion. But like, dude, it is just nonstop like study after study after study.
Oh,
like,
I actually loved that.
I know. I thought it
feels
good.
Like an academic like paper.
Well, just aren't maybe as literate as
the rest maybe of not
us.
Smart enough to read a nonfiction book. Yeah. Do you want some? Sure. You want some drawings and some animations too?
No,
a pop-up book.
I think Malcolm Gladwell writes a good like nonfiction book.
We'll be right back after a quick word from today's sponsor, Stamps.com. After the hype of the new year, we all start to settle into our routines. But for businesses who do a lot of mailing and shipping, you gotta keep moving forward.
Stamps.com streamlines all your mailing and shipping to turbocharge your operational efficiencies. And the Stamps.com app is like a post office in your pocket, so you can stay on top of things even if you're always on the go.
Postage rates just increased again. Luckily, Stamps.com is the best discounts in the industries, with rates you can't find anywhere else, like up to 89% off USPS and UPS.
Plus, Aaron.
Oh, well, I didn't know you started again.
But you're going to be on camera.
Yeah,
so,
I know. I didn't know you started again.
Sorry, my bad.
I'm going to leave that in.
I didn't know you started again.
We got a call. Saying it.
So funny.
Tone down the bickering during
you
the ad
been like, I don't know. I'm busy signing up for Stamps.com. All right. Stamps.com is a one-stop shop for all of your shipping and mailing needs. For 25 years, Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses, whether they're mailing out checks, invoices, legal documents, books, or anything else. And if you sell products online, Stamps.com seamlessly connects with every major marketplace and shopping cart.
Use Stamps.com to print postage wherever you do business. All you need is a computer and a printer. They even send you a free scale, so you'll have everything you need to get started. If you need package pickup, you can easily schedule it through Stamps.com's dashboard.
Keep your mailing and shipping moving at the speed of your business with Stamps.com. Sign up with promo code GIPOD for a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. Just go to Stamps.com, click the microphone at the top of the page, and enter GIPOD.
And now back to the episode.
Like, just the takeaways right now. I'm like, I need to get to the meat of it more. I'm still sticking with it, but every night I never look forward to picking it up. But
that's
I'm reading
a terrible
it.
Feeling. See, if I get that way, I'm just like, I'm not finishing it.
Life's too short to read a book you don't like.
Club that like haven't finished the book, but we just like hang out and drink little wine.
Yeah, no, they're dead serious about it. Connor Franta comes with like notes. then I'm not joking. He like highlights things or sticky pages in his book, and he's got quotes.
I guess that is
down.
A way to do book club, but not for me.
I mean, when we did the Kurt Vonnegut one, which was the only one and only meeting I attended, I loved it.
Like, someone did ask a question about a Kurt Vonnegut book.
Oh, I mean, there's so many in here. I probably should have perused this beforehand, but
most of them, majority of them, are suggestions for episodes.
Yeah, that's fair. Someone said, what do you miss most about your hometown? Food, activities, people?
Just the people.
Just the people?
And TJ's.
What's TJ's?
Like a restaurant.
TJ's family.
Oh, yeah, I didn't know. Oh, okay. So there's a specific restaurant that you do miss from
And Boston. Just like people on the East Coast in general.
Yeah.
I miss
Midwest people.
I miss like the rush of memories. Or who was this? Esther Pavinsky. Do you know like Little Esther, the comedian?
Oh, yeah.
She was talking on a podcast how she's like, she still drives by her ex-boyfriend's house every day for 15
years. She's told this story on every podcast.
So at first I was like, well, that's creepy. That's bizarre. But she goes, but what I love about it is by going back down the street and passing by it, these memories start coming back to you.
No,
ones that you have forgotten.
I would do that.
And so for me, what I love about my hometown is going back to all the little nooks and crannies of where I was in memories that I otherwise would have probably forgotten about start refreshing back in my head. I love that rush.
I miss thunderstorms.
Oh, yeah.
Like, I love a goddamn thunderstorm. Like,
you
if there's one on the way, I am so ready for the day. Like, I am so excited for the day. Yes, a thunderstorm. We're going to have thunder. We're going to have lightning. We're going to have rain. Love it. We never get it here.
No,
that's what I miss.
That's such a good point. We do get a lot of rain, but not...
Rarely we'll get thunder. And if we do, it's like one rumble. Yeah.
When I was in New Jersey the last time at my parents' house, there was a full-blown thunderstorm at night.
So nice.
I stood out there, no joke, for like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
Just underneath so I wasn't getting rained on. And the lightning would like light up the whole sky. It's such a crazy phenomenon. Ugh. It is the best.
When I look at like a weather radar and I see like a huge storm coming,
that's exactly what I'm talking about.
I get such a rush.
Yeah,
love
that popcorn in.
It's coming.
The what?
Yeah. Puts the popcorn in, gets your blankets ready. Yeah, I would say, I think going back to, no, because I get them every summer. Like I go home for like 2 weeks.
Oh, and it's always raining there?
In what, like August usually?
Yeah, like July.
Yeah. The East Coast weather does suck for like most of it, but when we're here, going back there feels like, this is so great.
I mean, the summer's the best, fall's the best, and then everything else is
I feel
good.
Like there's like three nice days a year on the East Coast.
What?
Yeah. It's either humid or freezing or raining or like...
No.
There's never just like a nice, clear 75, no humidity. That's like three times a year.
I think like May, early June.
What, Matt?
I also like never think about it.
Matt doesn't.
You don't think
about
weather ever.
I take the day the day is because it's out of my control. There's nothing I can do. I'm never like, damn it.
But he doesn't even check the weather.
Today.
It'll be 90 degrees. He'll show up with like a jacket and sweatpants on, and I was like, huh?
Well, no, I dress for the weather. I walk outside and I go, what seems comfortable for me to wear today?
But here in the mornings, it's always colder than it is in like by 2 o'clock. So in the summertime, if it's like 50 during the day, it could get up to 90 at night, and you'll sometimes.
Well, maybe that's when I had psoriasis.
Oh,
and I just wanted to cover up my arms. I want to bring that up.
Wow.
Sorry, not all of us are defective.
Well, Mike, one of the top things in the subreddit says, I need to hear your thoughts, Mike, on Carly and Aaron going to the oil rigging brand trip.
Did we tell you about that?
I know.
Did they prank you?
No, but I know the bit. I saw Carly's. Did you post about this?
Yeah. I did to my mom and I did Emma.
Next.
And my dad.
Oh, but I kind of, oil rigging's kind of funny.
Well, I was dying because a lot of these girls are saying they're getting hired to do underwater welding.
Yeah.
At
insane.
The oil rigging. And I saw a video of underwater welding and I was dying.
It's like the most dangerous job on
I know.
Earth.
I was dying at just thinking of all these like little girlies saying like, yeah, it's like underwater welding. I love swimming, but I don't know what welding is, but I think I'll be able to figure it out.
And some calling their dad, right? And being like,
yes.
I think I'm going to take this job.
Yeah. I saw one where someone pranked their therapist. She was like filming her therapist and he was like,
That's so fucked up.
It was very funny. It was funny though.
Would you go though?
No.
If the brand trip did exist, but like,
is it a tart trip?
Go
no, like,
totally.
I'm sorry. I want to go to Bora Bora.
Yeah,
I don't want to
like everyone else
Texas.
Has a private plane to Bora Bora and I have to go work on an oil rig.
Well, we're not going to Texas to work on an
oil
rig. We
got to work our way up, honey. We got to start at the oil rig.
I wouldn't want to do like the actual rigging itself with like the chain and all of that. No, that's like too much.
What a fun vlog though.
But like, stay the night on an oil rig? Sign me up. Get me
really?
Up.
In the middle of the ocean?
Yes.
With ExxonMobil?
Yeah.
No.
I would
too many oil spills. I don't trust it.
I don't think that would be of any interest to me.
That sounds like so rare, though, for an oil spill. It happens to be the one time you're at an oil rig, and it's like, what, your fault?
I mean, not that it's your fault.
You just, canceled.
Yeah.
Would you ever go on a submarine?
King spilled oil.
It depends how long's the trip on the submarine. Where are we going?
I mean, let's just say like a day.
A submarine?
Yeah.
I would never get in a submarine. Oh, fuck no.
No, if a submarine from like, if we're going from San Diego to Seattle, like in one day in a submarine, yeah, I'd do it.
I wouldn't even
That's
do
so
that.
That's so far.
Like, I feel like I'm going to puke even thinking about that.
I had a friend, in high school, his older brother was in the Navy, and he would do 6 months on a submarine at a time.
What?
Isn't that disgusting?
God, his sea legs must have been crazy.
That is, it's like torture, but you get paid a shitload of money.
Does it smell? Where do the farts go?
They have like pressurizer, and they're putting out gas and stuff, and... But it's like, everything is like just such tight quarters, and like, you don't get sunlight, you can't just like jump for 6 months.
But even like, I remember like space videos. Like, everyone would always be like, that looks so cool. I'm like, but you're just like trapped and you're floating and like you can't like do anything.
Yeah.
Oh, I wouldn't go to space. No.
No, space.
Everything is just so tight. My friend, he was in the Coast Guard, and I got to like tour his big boat that he was on. And like, their sleeping quarters is like prison.
Oh, like little bunks.
Yeah.
Cots.
On a lighter note.
Oh, yeah.
Wait, hold on. I just want to say one thing. Imagine LA influencer snark if Matt went on an oil ring brand deal and spilled the oil.
Oh, boy.
You wouldn't be able to look at Reddit for years.
I couldn't even look at CNN. Are you kidding me?
But you'd be more concerned with LA influencer snark.
I couldn't even. Yeah. No.
Like, you think the CEOs at Exxon right now are like, this could be something.
No, I feel like it's girl boss town. Where is she? She needs to predict this.
Yeah.
I did a brand deal with
Now they
Chevron
need to do one.
One time.
What?
Let's not bring that up.
That was fun. We got to go to the US the
Pebble Golf, whatever. Yeah.
The girl that did it to her therapist, she kept just like saying things. She was like, I love gas stations. he was like, why don't we start at a gas station first? You can work your way up to an oil rig offshore.
Oh my God.
Very funny.
Serious question. How do you put your shoes on?
No.
What? You don't like this question?
No. We've talked about it.
Yeah.
Really? How you put your shoes on?
Because it's like socks, shoe, or socks, shoes.
I've never heard this question
asked
before.
Socks, then go find my shoes. And then I put on the shoes.
Yeah.
How do you put on your shoes? Are you untying the laces?
Depends how much I love the shoe. If I really respect the shoe, I'm going to untie it and lace it up. If I realize that this shoe's on the fritz, I'm just shoving my foot damn in that thing.
And then are you retying or letting it be?
It depends. Or if I walk around until it loosens up, someone's like,
okay, but
question
about the socks. Like, do you not, like, I put on socks like after I shower. Like, I'm not walking around my house barefoot.
Oh, me neither, especially when I don't have a pedicure.
I have socks 100% of the time.
Yeah. I already
too
have
cold.
Them on.
Too cold not to have.
I have wool socks that I wear all the
love.
Time.
Do you? L.L. Bean?
No, but close.
Do you work productively not having shoes on?
Yeah.
Sometimes, yeah. Well,
we're working right now,
baby. We're chatting, but like, I can't like feel productive unless I have shoes on in my home.
Do you
sometimes
have house shoes?
What do you mean
or
house shoes?
Are you like wearing those around your house?
Shoes. No, Matt walks around the house with shoes on.
Yeah, I can do that. But I don't have carpet. We have a few rugs, and Patricia's notorious for vacuuming. So
no, but I agree. I think the no shoes in the house rule is like one of the best rules you can implement in a house.
Yeah.
It keeps your house so much cleaner, and if you just like... My business partner, Jared, just had a baby, and like when he came to my house, took his shoes off, and he's like, our house is now a no-shoes household because you have a little baby crawling around. Like, it's, but then it also keeps your house so much cleaner. Like,
it depends on the occasion.
Brother, these shoes have been at Newark Airport's bathroom. I don't want that in my bedroom.
Yeah.
That's crazy. I don't
want to have a fucking sock hop, like if I'm having a party.
Well, no, you have house slippers.
Is it sock hop?
Like, I'm joking because the word sock, I don't know, it's like a 50s like... party and
wear socks or whatever.
They're talking about socks.
But like, yeah, but like for instance, I'm not going
to
say who, but there was
their shoes off. And what? While you're having like a party.
Oh. Okay. I see. Sorry.
But I don't know. I was at a function recently and a bunch of friends over and they were like, take your shoes off. And someone's feet stunk.
Oh, that sucks. That sucks.
So then I was like, don't. Like, no, just wear your shoes in my house. It depends how many people you're having over. I guess if you're having 6 to 10 people, take your shoes off. But if you have 20 people over to your house.
If you're having a full-blown party, yes, that's an exception.
You can't really make everyone.
And then you're going to clean after regardless.
Right. But like if you're just day-to-day, I mean, I don't follow this rule yet, but I do think it might be something worth implementing at some point.
Yeah, I always have to remind the two of you.
we're
every
savages.
Time you come over. Yeah, my thing, I take them off.
When you grew up, was your household no shoes?
No, but like I would always take my shoes off at the door.
Like you just already knew, like this is disgusting.
No, I didn't know that.
Oh.
But like it wouldn't be an issue. But like my mom would, it was always like I would take my shoes off at the door and just because I like being in socks. Mm-hmm. And my mom would always like put them at the bottom of the stairs, like when she was like cleaning on the weekend, be like, can you take all your shoes upstairs?
Yeah, but they don't go upstairs. They go by the door.
But, like my mom always wore shoes around the house, like her little sneakers. Because I feel like it's better for like your feet.
I mean, right now I have like house Crocs.
Yeah, no, I have like house shoes.
House Crocs.
Crocs in the house.
But they're only in the house.
TJ has like so many pairs of house Crocs.
Like they won't go, I won't go outside with them. And so they're just cleaner and that's what I
have
usually
to wear. Crocs for me are outside.
Yeah, well, you can have,
you can have a house pair of Crocs. Too. I have like the one with the fuzzy inside. So I put my wool socks on nice and thick and then like the carpeted inside Crocs. Oh, great for the winter.
I don't know if I told you, but I got the Crocs slippers for Christmas.
What are the Crocs slippers? They're,
it's just like a Croc, but it's Sherpa.
Are they good?
Yeah, they're great.
Barefoot or socks?
It, always socks.
Yeah, always socks.
I don't like raw dog a slipper.
Yeah, that's too. Then it gets stinky and then you're cooked.
Well,
yeah.
Well, my feet don't smell.
Oh, okay.
Me neither.
And I like a sock.
I love a sock.
Because my feet always get really cold.
So do mine.
Yeah, mine do too.
TJ, if you work at an office like desk, he got this like thing that is like a little pouch that's heated and he puts his feet in it under his desk.
I need that. I love those things.
I could not do that.
Why?
I think that's just like another like silly little gadget. Like maybe if I was 75 years old and I'm like working, like I'm a lawyer and I just need like to be in my zone.
No, it feels like Saul Good. Like feels like scammy lawyer. Like I'll be sitting there with my feet in the little heated massager. I'm like, I feel like a scammy lawyer.
Yeah.
Like,
why?
I don't know.
A scammy lawyer getting a foot massage?
Yes. It's like a gadget. I don't know how to explain it.
It's like a silly like help.
Like a back scratcher.
Someone's like a back scratcher. Yes. They're just like.
Back scratchers are great.
Yeah. These people living on a different planet.
Well, we're on the same page here. Yes. A scammy lawyer. Yes.
What is that phrase even? What does that mean?
Like, it's just like Saul Goodman. Like he's like scammy and he's like always on the...
He has billboards everywhere. He wears a lot of rings.
Because you have like a heated blanket.
He has like a toupee. Like it just seems
like
he has
one of those things where you lay on the ground and your feet go in it and it like moves your legs
like,
back and forth to your hips.
What's the case? Well, how are we doing? Yeah. Sorry. I got a little bit of a...
I get it.
I got a bad ankle.
I just finished that show and I'm devastated.
I hear it's great.
It's such a good show.
In the mood for it.
Aaron, I wanted to tell you something happened in the show that's the only thing that's made me feel exactly how Twilight made me feel when Edward left.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Twilight?
Yes.
Do people still like that?
Yeah.
It's actually aged better.
Really?
It's like age like wine.
I don't think that a lot of people think that because there's a lot of problematic stuff.
This was a different time.
In Twilight?
Yeah, I think people now are like, I can't believe I ever liked
that. Like bestiality because he's a werewolf?
No. Or the fact that he's like 200 and
like
she's
14. Imprinting on a child and the age. Him like gaslighting her into like being with
him. Okay, so it's the story of Twilight.
It was hot, whatever.
Yeah. No, I'm like, okay, give me a break.
Why do the Cullens have to go to high school?
They have to fit in. It's a small town. They have to fit in. They can't
But they're
going
to be there every year?
Homeschool.
Oh, wait. Did the Cullens just move there?
No, they had lived there for a couple years.
Okay, because if they're always going to school, it's like, how long are you going to high school for?
Yeah, well, that's the whole thing is I think they have to keep moving.
Got it. I don't remember, really.
Yeah, they have like a scam doing in each town. They just have to move from town
to town.
They
make everyone vampires.
Wait, do vampires like fictionally exist in Twilight? So like they have a dialogue. She's like, wait, so you're like a vampire?
Yeah.
She knows what like a vampire is.
Yes, it's not like it's normal.
God, if I was in that town, I'd be like, vampires. Vampires. Like,
no, I don't think a vampire is like a normal thing though. Right? Like she's like, you're a vampire? Like no one had, she's never.
No, they know what vampires are.
No, like they know what vampires are, like how we do, but it'd be crazy if we actually saw one.
Yes.
It's like that.
Yeah, but he's saying he could, if he saw the Cullens, he'd be like, they're vampires.
Oh, yes. Well,
I think, I don't know. It's kind of
obvious. Like, because they're pale.
Yeah, just pale, strange, wealthy.
Vampire.
Have you ever seen Only
he's
Lovers?
A doctor.
Only Lovers Left Alive. Have you ever seen that movie?
No.
It's with Tilda Swinton and who's the guy that dated Taylor Swift for a while? Tom Hiddleston. Something like that?
Yeah.
Oh, do you not want to? Oh, it's kind of
interesting. She's just rubbing her eye.
But these are like vampires that have been like, they've been alive for like hundreds and hundreds of years. And what's wild is even if we were vampires and we were like immortal, us not like, we're like best friends, but like we might not see each other for like 50 or like 75 years. But for them, that's like, it's like kind of like no time.
It's like 6 months or something.
Like, it's really beautiful. Like, he meets back up with his old vampire friend and they like get back into shenanigans.
Is it a movie?
Yeah, it's really good.
Oh, cool.
It's like really beautiful too. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. Again? Only Lovers Left Alive, I think that's the name of it.
Only Lovers Left
Sounds
Alive.
Like a Colleen Hoover book.
What are some things that you do to relax after a long day?
Well, it's just going to be considered old scammy lawyer, so.
Get a massage on my feet. Get high.
Do you have gotta do this. It's like.
I just love getting on the couch and throwing on a show. That's my go-to. I have to put the fire on and I'm like, let's
get in the fucking zone.
I spend a lot of time on Letterboxd trying to find like if there's some movie out there that like I need to see. I'm very like picky about before I sit down. I don't like scrolling and watch. I like to hunt one down and then go find it.
Oh, there's a movie Nolan
like
just
30
watched.
Minutes mm-hmm. trying to find like.
Yeah, I'd rather spend 30 minutes looking to pick a movie rather than just picking one, and now I'm like stuck for 2 hours watching a mediocre movie.
Have y'all seen that Netflix like crime thriller doc called Lover Stalker Killer?
Omaha.
It was bananas.
It's crazy. I told Aaron she needs to watch it because it's like
it was in Omaha.
Yeah,
I thought it was like Iowa.
No,
Lover Stalker Killer.
It was like Council Bluffs and Omaha. And Council Bluffs is literally like Omaha, basically. It's like right there.
Oh. Council Bluffs.
Yeah, we call it Council Turkey.
I got a call this morning from Cummington.
Cummington,
okay.
Massachusetts, which I had no idea even existed.
It's a new town.
But it made me giggle.
Are you coming to Cummington?
It was like the first thing I saw when I woke up, and it was just like, Cummington.
Did you answer?
No.
Like C-U-M-M?
Yeah.
Right.
Who named that?
Made me giggle.
Okay.
Wait, can I say something silly? Speaking of Cummings, you know, Whitney Cummings?
Yeah.
Her dad's last name is Cummings, and her mom's maiden name is Cumming.
Cumming, Mary
Wait,
Cummings.
Really?
Yes.
Singular?
Yes.
So her name is like Mrs. Cumming Cummings?
Well, she's goes by Whitney Cummings. But her dad's last name was Cummings, so that's her last name. And then her mom's maiden name was Cumming.
Isn't there a couple that has the same first and last name? Some celebrity couple?
Taylor Lautner. Yeah.
Oh, Taylor and Taylor.
That's kind of sick.
My best friend, she's Sammy and married to Sam. Yeah. So now they're both Sam Russell.
That's kind of sick.
I also know a guy or a girl named like Katie Ball, and she married like a guy named Andrew Hall. Like it was like
Katie Ball and Andrew Hall.
She like went from Ball to Hall. Like she just changed one letter in her name.
Funny.
It was just, so that's an upgrade.
Ball to Hall.
I don't know what his name is, but what were we just talking about?
Movies.
Letterboxd.
Relaxing after a long day.
Whitney Cummings relaxing.
Well, it's about Whitney Cummings. But both of her parents, both of her parents have
passed. Yeah,
have passed. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Her mom just passed away.
Did she have her baby yet?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
What did she name it?
I don't think she said, or I just haven't paid attention.
When she was on Rick Glassman's podcast, Rick Glassman's mom is so funny and awesome, and he'll randomly like call his mom in podcast to like ask her a question like about his youth or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And her mom was like, his mom is a big Whitney Cummings fan, and she like is like, oh my God, Whitney, I'm such a big fan. You are going to be such a fantastic mom. And she goes, you love that baby so much. She says the sweetest thing to Whitney Cummings, and Whitney Cummings starts like breaking down, like crying and getting like so emotional. Aww. Because she's like, not like coming from a place of like jealousy towards like what Rick has, but she's just like,
I'll never experience
like the relationship that you have with your parents, but I can't wait to do that with my own kid. But she was also pregnant while she's recording. It's a really great moment.
She's had a crazy life. This will be very brief, but I know her parents both had strokes and they didn't have like any health insurance. So they were in ICUs for like months and months and months, and Whitney paid for all of it. I mean, millions of dollars just because our parents were in ICU.
The American healthcare system is terrible. Crazy. And our school system, like, there was just something that went viral about a woman who's donating, like, $1 billion so that Einstein Medicine of School is, like, completely tuition free, whatever.
People are so mad because they're like, well, doctors are going to get rich, so you should give it to people who actually aren't going to make money.
But so many doctors have to pay off their loans. Yeah,
shouldn't doctors be rich?
It's also like
doctors should be rich.
Isn't this what people want? You want billionaires to donate to places that can use like funding just because they're gonna maybe be rich in the future doesn't mean they can afford to go to school now.
Also, that school is in like a lower income part of like New York, and I think it's not
it's
a Harvard. Yeah.
People are so fucking annoying.
No, that
I was on Twitter yesterday.
But like I was watching that, and I'm thinking like Europeans are probably watching this. Like America is an insane country. Like all of our tuition is free. Like the fact that you go into debt to go to school, or you break your arm and you go to debt, like for Europeans in like Italy and Spain and all these places, like, they're just like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? And you're just seeing,
I feel like we're
living in the past right now of just like, school
costs
money.
This is why we need Donald Trump to
win the preach it, sister. I don't know if you guys are gonna like answering this one. It might be a little cringe.
I forget our producer like doesn't know us yet.
Yeah, he probably thinks we're like Trumpies.
Yeah,
he just wants to leave.
He's like, I accidentally just deleted this whole episode. Yeah.
What do you guys think has helped you stay humble and true to yourself after living in LA and being in the influencer space?
Oh, I'm not humble. Please.
What's humble?
Wait, can you read that again?
An example.
Like, I was like trying to think of a joke when you said that. Can you read it one more time?
What do you think has helped you stay humble and true to yourself after living in LA and being in the influencer space for this long?
I don't know. I guess I just don't. I'm like, I don't think of myself as like an important person. Same.
Like at all. I don't think that don't think of myself as famous. I don't think of myself as.
My favorite is when someone comments like, wow, they're so out of touch LA people. And I'm like, we are not like A-list celebrities by any stretch of the imagination. Yeah. We do our own grocery shopping.
Videos.
Yeah, like, hang out with like influencers all the time too.
Oh, we almost never do.
You guys
do.
Are like the only ones.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think sometimes people think that like we only associate or hang out with like other people.
Yeah.
I'm trying to like figure out the right answer for that because I don't feel like.
I just don't feel
important.
What
would somebody say to that? Like if they.
Well, I think it would be like,
is it gratitude?
No,
like,
I don't know. Yeah.
Wait, what are you looking for?
Like, what would be like an ideal, perfect answer to that?
This video gets clipped. Influencers don't know how to respond.
What would be an answer that a normal person would say? I talk to my mom every day.
Influencers struggling to realize how they're humble.
No, it's just because like we literally don't feel like anything important. Yeah. So there's no reason for like me specifically. Like I don't feel like I'm ever above anyone.
Yeah. Do you still feel like insanely lucky and grateful for all of it?
Oh my God. Of course.
It's insane.
Yeah.
No, it doesn't make any sense how we got here or, you know, what we've been able to do and doing still. Like, thank God, like, we're sitting in this room on a Thursday, like, chatting with our friends, having fun, and it's our part of our job. But I don't think that I'm better than anybody. Like,
right.
You know,
like,
I don't know.
If someone's working a 9-to-5, I'm not like, oh, you have to do that? Well, I just get to do this.
No, never.
Like, I'm like, we're all doing the same thing.
If anything, I'm like, I'm the idiot. Like, I don't really work. I mean, I work, but it's hard to explain.
Yeah. It's insane when someone will like recognize me or Matt in public. I'm just like, that's insane.
It's
crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And people come up to Matt all the time. And I'm always just like, that is so fucking crazy. Like, that's so cool.
And it's like nice when people are nice.
Yeah.
Have you ever had someone not be nice?
Have you?
No. I was going to say, maybe you were going to say this too. I don't know. But the only thing that's been like frustrating is like early emo night days, people would be so drunk and would not stop talking. And they were just like drunkenly talking to you for like a long time.
Yeah.
Which and at first like I'm like,
weird
oh, cute.
Thing like, to be like, okay, gotta go.
Yeah. You don't want to be like, okay, going over here now. But it's just like, okay, like I have no, there's nothing else to say.
Yeah.
But it's always really hard to, when you're just like out doing something, it's not hard, but it's just like a little like, okay, I don't know what to do. And someone just comes up and is like, hi.
Oh, yes.
And like, then I'm like, oh, fuck. Like, do I know this person?
Right.
And
that
am I
is,
being a dick and like I don't remember them? Or is it like someone who recognizes me? Or am I just like thinking too highly of myself?
Right.
Yeah.
So well, those are always that, really awkward a plausible when, like, option. When they don't like interact. I love meeting people when I'm out and like at a
partying.
Bar.
Yeah. That's the best.
I love when it's like you're traveling like in some random town, you pull off in a gas station, get gas, you walk into a convenience store, and the kid working there is like, what are you doing here? Like those interactions where maybe they live in a place where it's not that exciting, but for them it's the most memorable moment ever.
Yeah.
I really love those interactions too, where it's just like, this is so great. You made my day. Like, I was like, I love that.
That happened to me at the Cliffs of Moher in Ireland in 2018, and it was the craziest.
You're like all the way over here
in my life. She was working like we
check out and get a boy. What are you doing here at the Cliffs of Moher?
No, she literally was like, what are you doing here? And then I was like,
get the fuck out.
I was like shocked because I'm like, that's so crazy that people in like other countries are like in LA when people come in up to us and say hi. I'm like, oh, like we're in the city of stars, whatever.
Yeah, you're gonna see someone more famous than me around the corner.
Yeah, go to Erwan.
But then like in Ireland and other like countries that I've been to, I'm like, this is crazy.
Yeah,
like this is mind-blowing to me.
That happened to me in Ireland too. I was having breakfast at when I was at that wedding, and there was like a someone working there, and she was like kind of like standing far away, and I was like looking at us, and I thought we did something wrong, and I was like, "Fuck, I think I'm in trouble. Like, we must have done something." Yeah. And then the manager came over and was like, "Hey, so sorry, but like, do you have a podcast called Good Influences?" Oh. And I was like, "Yeah." And she was like, "Well, there's someone working here that is a big fan, and she'd love to say hi." And I was like, "Oh my god, of course!" Yeah. And I think I sent you guys the video of her too.
Yeah,
like. It's fucking crazy.
No, it's wild. That's my mom cool. is like so funny with it. My parents visited years ago. We went to Universal. They loved Universal, by the way. But anytime.
Shout out Universal.
Fast pass.
Just saying, it's a good time. Anytime my mom thought anyone was looking at me, she'd be like, "Oh, do you want to meet my Carl?" Like,
my mom does that
the whole time, and it was like, it was kind of nice because I had like a buffer where it was like my mom's super talky and like. Wants to get to know everybody. But
she also forced you to talk to everybody.
Kind of. It was like funny, but I was like, okay, mom, I get it. Like, my dad was like, okay.
Yeah, my mom goes like, it's him.
Yeah. And it's really, no, I'll like land, like in Omaha when my parents lived there, I would like land and my mom would be like, we got to stop at Michael's because the person who's the checkout lady is she's obsessed with you. I'm like, we got to go to Michael's? Like,
would you go?
Yeah, she would like make me go.
Oh my God.
Michael's.
She's pimping you out.
We went to somewhere in Vegas. It was like a boutique where someone wanted to meet me. I don't know. It was just very funny.
Oh my God. I would be, I couldn't do that.
Also, one of my mom's hairstylists. It was.
Yeah. That's, you're just doing a book tour all around.
I would feel so, like, I'd be like, I'm not important enough to like that's how I visit feel. Someone at Michael's.
Yeah. That's how
like,
I'm feel. Here. No, that's how I feel. And it's so hard to explain that to her.
Yeah.
Or she'll be like, can you send a video to this?
Lucy. I'm
like, oh my gosh, mom.
An Amazon guy was delivering packages to my parents' house one time. And it was like, yo, I'm sorry, but
is your son Matt
King? Matt King grew up because he like knew like where cute. I was from and like was listening to
He's
the
like,
podcast
address,
and was just
Matt.
Like, I bet this is his parents' house.
Oh,
and he like said something to them. They loved it, but I was like, that's a little like
that is
a
funny.
Little creepy. Leave my parents alone. But yeah.
Now they know where they live.
Yep.
Okay, sorry, I lost my spot here. I laughed and then I scrolled away.
I laughed and scrolled.
People want us to do a drunk episode real bad.
I know.
We should.
Well, now we're close.
Yeah.
Yeah. Party bus?
Hell yeah.
5 minute ride.
Someone asked about a Kurt Vonnegut recommendation. I personally like his short stories. My favorite is, Jesus, sorry, I'm burping. Look at the Birdie is his collection of short stories that I think is awesome. And then also, I think it's called Where Mortals Sleep or something. Those are the main one is Welcome to the Monkey House that everyone knows. Obviously has great stories, but his other two short story books I think are my favorites. Okay, I don't know where my spot went, but I think that might have been
a lot of the questions.
No notes at all. Actually, one note. Matt, stop caring what people say in the comments. This is your podcast. If there was a movie about your life, who do you think would be cast to play each of you?
Ooh. Jack Antonoff.
Obviously.
Oh, T.
I was thinking more of like an Austin Butler to play me or...
Yeah, yeah.
You guys talk exactly the same.
Yeah, no,
well, thank
sure.
you very much.
I feel like Emma Stone could play you.
Yeah.
Oh.
Definitely.
Yes.
God, Emma
or
Stone.
Or Anne Hathaway.
Anne Hathaway. I feel like Anne Hathaway could play Carly.
There's also that.
No, she'd be like Zooey Deschanel, Dakota Johnson.
Oh, Dakota Johnson.
Like, you got to get a
dark
hair, blue eye pop.
Oh, yeah, Dakota Johnson for sure. I could definitely see
Put
that.
Put the bangs.
Who could play Hilton. Matt King? Carrot Top.
Carrot Top.
Michael Cera.
Dude, I've been really wanting to go to Carrot
Bo
Top
Burnham.
Show.
Honestly, Joe.
Is he calling?
Yeah.
He's hitting us the fuck up right now.
Oh, he is?
Yeah.
He loves to call. How about a text, bud? It's 2024.
No, he'll text me. It's so fresh. He'll text me and go, hey. And I'll go, hey. And he'll go, what's up? And I just don't respond.
Like,
I'm like,
what do you
tell
want?
Me what you want.
Yeah, this is.
You know what I love about Joe, though? He always says thank you.
After, he does. You'll record something. I'll be like, thank you so much. And I do like that.
Always says thank you.
Yeah, it's really sweet.
No, when people record with us, they should be thinking.
There's an actress, though, Erin, who I feel looks just like you, but she's older. She's.
The Mila Jovovich or whatever.
Oh,
people
that
say
one.
That a lot.
Yeah.
I didn't even know who she was.
Oh, yeah. She's fantastic. Her daughter looks just like her. Have you seen her, what her daughter
no.
looks like? Identical. Her
Maybe
daughter was
Megan
in...
Fox could play Carly.
Oh, 100%.
Oh, Julianne Nicholson. I always feel like you, she's like 52, but.
Well,
Aaron, you gotta get Botox.
I don't have Botox right now. She could play the older like version of me.
Like,
what's she in?
She's in like
Irish.
She's in Mayor of Easttown. No, she's American. She's
Stunning.
I always feel like you guys every time I see her.
Should I
cut
my hair like that?
You know who else could play Aaron? Food review.
What's his name? I don't know his name.
Oh God. I forget his name. He's just like Irish.
Honestly, so comfortable. I wish he would squeeze my feet. I did this to crack my nails, my toes.
Matt, Michael Cera.
How dare you?
Bo Burnham could play.
Would love that. Yeah. Would be honored.
I don't know if they have the positive with charisma.
He'd have to be acting. With the same height.
Yeah, but they can fix similar that on builds. Screen.
And Michael Cera has like brown eyes.
I
think Bo Burnham's more handsome than
probably
me.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh,
you guys are co-alums. Right.
You think he could play Matt King?
Yeah.
I was researching this guy, Matt King, the good influences pod.
We went to UT together.
Jonah Hill.
Ozempic Jonah.
Ozempic Jonah Hill. Or, no, I was going to joke, the guy from Superbad.
Michael Cera.
No, the guy with the fake ID.
Oh, McLovin?
Yeah,
McLovin. He could play me, probably. I used to get called that in college. Everyone called me McLovin in college.
I do think that Jack Antonoff would be a good actor.
Anders Holm from Workaholics.
That would be perfect for you, actually.
I would actually like that.
Yeah.
Is that the guy with the curly hair?
No.
And the mustache?
Tall, like, brown.
Oh, I was thinking the curly hair, too.
The tall guy.
Blake?
Blake.
That would be me.
That'd be you, yeah.
Dude, the Workaholics guys, I think, are, like, so... What a blessing that they all found each other. Their chemistry is so good. Like, their podcast, I'll see clips of it on TikTok.
Oh, they have one?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That's obviously a brilliant
idea. Still,
video.
After years, like, Workaholics, I don't think, is still a show.
That is, like, the perfect casting.
Yeah. And they were all buds, like, before. They met each other doing improv, making sketches. And it's just, they work so well together.
That's like Lonely Island. They were
what
all friends since, like...
Joe going on about?
I just saw he texted something about Raquel suing.
Okay. That's what he called me about.
Sandoval and... Okay. Ariana. I don't know.
I think that was it for like questions, a lot of topic ideas, but
you think there's like some crazy huge big celebrity who actually like
watches or
listens and knows us?
This show?
Like, you know, like Lana Del Rey loves like Remy and Alicia and like Ollie, or like Emma Stone loves that one girl's pod or whatever. Like, is there someone out there who would like
I would love to know. That'd be so sick.
Show
yourself. If any celebs watch us, please DM the good influences to Instagram.
I couldn't even fathom that.
Imagine just Kylie Jenner DMs us. Hey guys, love your pod.
Well, the Joe Rogan guy, Jamie, follows you on Instagram, right?
Yeah.
Maybe he listens.
Yeah, but that's not like a celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean, we could get some access to some cool stuff.
Okay, well, I saw this Reddit thread a couple days ago. I just saved it because I thought it'd be a fun thing to just chat about.
Yeah.
It says, what hobbies instantly make a person undateable?
Undateable.
Hobbies? What hobbies? So I'll read the top
taxidermy.
One.
Taxidermy. Oh, really?
I'm sorry. If you're out in the shed and you're stuffing dead animals, that is undateable. The smell, where their hands have been at. Fuck that. Also,
that was so off the cuff. Like, you did that so quickly.
It's something that is like giving me the ick is rock climbing.
Why?
No, Aaron, I love rock climbing.
Do you? Well, yeah,
what about it?
I would never date you.
How dare you?
It's kind of like, on the same way.
It's just like the way, I don't know.
The lifestyle.
Yes.
If you're going to a rock climbing gym, all respect to people who do rock climb.
It's so much fun.
No, I've done it before.
I would love to try rock climbing.
I think that, yeah.
It's so much fun. It's a great workout. Yeah. It's like you're not on your phone. You're really thinking. You're using your whole body. It's like such a meditative experience.
It's just giving me the ick.
Guns. Or people who like go shoot guns for fun.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just like cleaning guns, got bullets in your house. I don't know.
Okay, well, we're not compatible.
Do you like shooting guns?
Yeah, I do it on the weekends. No. I go to the range. I wear my Trump 2024 hat.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of other ones that like...
That's a good question.
What are yours?
Somebody, I'm trying to think. I'll have to think. But somebody said, honestly, it's worse being with someone who has no hobbies or interests, especially when you try to introduce them to yours and they just don't care enough to try it with you.
So annoying.
That's true.
Have a hobby.
Maybe sounds sexist, but I think if someone's hobby is like cooking, that's fucking awesome.
I thought you were going to say the latter.
I know. I thought you were going to say that's terrible.
No, that's awesome. Because like some people are like... whatever, like they don't care. But people who are just like,
I know,
oh, I have
a diligent cooker though. I don't want to like be with someone who's like, I like to cook, and it's just a mess every time.
No, I'm saying someone who's like,
good at it.
They're going, yeah, I'm trying something new. Eat it. Like, no.
They have to be good at it. But someone who's like, I don't know, maybe even like was a chef or is a chef, like, and that's maybe not full time, whatever, but just someone who's just like knows what the fuck they're doing in the kitchen is like,
yeah,
guy or girl. I'm just like, that's so sick.
Oh, what about camping and like van life stuff?
No, absolutely not.
That's camping, not a no for me.
I'm too tall for a van, but also like, I'm not a big, like, are you a big national park like girly?
National park girly.
Like,
I don't know.
There's a degree of like, show me a beautiful like cliff and scenery that I can easily drive up and see. That's good. But I'm not going deep into a national park.
I've been to a couple.
And they're really pretty and
like
awesome.
Like Zion, Bryce, I've done both of those. I've done Yellowstone. Is the Grand Canyon a national park? I did that.
I think so. Yeah, maybe. There's some things where I don't really want to go see like Yosemite that badly.
Yeah, like it's not, I'm not like, I need to go see these. But if the opportunity presents itself and someone's like, hey, do you want to go with me? We're here. Like, let's do it. Sure. Yeah.
I guess I've never really done it. What am I?
Camping, I'm not sleeping somewhere where a wild animal could bother me. Like, yeah. I'm not doing that. I just don't have any interest.
You know what? I don't think I could be with someone who likes to go skiing and snowboarding.
Why?
Because it's just like, that's such a...
It's getting heated now.
All respect to you.
Oh, but I'm not taking offense to it. It's just like, interesting.
Like if I'm like seeing on like, you know, a dating app or something and someone's like, oh, I love to go to like Mammoth every weekend or something. I'm just like...
Well, every weekend. That's crazy.
But just like the whole snow sports thing for me, I don't like being cold.
What if they're just doing it without you?
Well, if you're going to date someone...
Like, I'm just going to go up the slope with Brad. We'll be back in a minute.
If you met like a perfect Jewish girl who cooked for you and kept kosher and she was like, I like to ski sometimes, you'd be like, I don't like that hobby.
I'm opening up the Excel spreadsheet and I'm gonna have to do the math on that. That's like
so interesting.
Because it's just so much of my life, I think, would be dedicated to doing something I really don't like doing.
No, but like with the taxidermy, like the person's, I don't think it's like a hobby that you're then gonna be forced into doing.
It's seasonal.
But it's a week, it's the entire weekend. Like, you gotta go Friday morning, we gotta pack up all the gear.
She's like, I'm going with my friends to go skiing.
No, I would. When you're dating someone, would you go to Utah without TJ?
I wouldn't. He's going without me.
But you go with him.
If
like,
Nolan
you
was
like
into snowboarding, I'd be like, see ya. that doesn't bother me.
Yeah. I mean, the only reason I'm thinking I wouldn't is I don't want to have to participate in that. That seems to me like...
And then you got to buy skis, you got to rent the helmet.
Yeah, it's very expensive. It's a whole thing. It feels like such a schlep because then you're like sweating and it's cold out. So like, I'm like hot, but I'm cold.
Stunning. When you are on top of a mountain, it's skiing actually to me is one of the most beautiful things.
Do they got Wi-Fi up there? Can I like... Yeah. I don't know.
I just think that... From my understanding of the question was just like, if they had a hobby that would then like the taxidermy one, I think is good because then they like come home to you and you're like, what were you doing?
Yeah.
Or like for me, the rock climbing thing is like, I'm not assuming they're going to make me go with them, but looking at you scaling a wall in your weird shoes gives me the ick.
Yeah.
You know, it's not like I'm not going to be doing that, but like thinking of you doing it creeps me out.
Wow. So this is like, the only reason I'm saying this is because I feel like I would need to participate.
No, you don't even
want to participate. You're just like, that's gross.
Yeah. It's like an ick.
Yeah.
An ick type thing. Like, somebody.
Like just a hobby that they have that would turn you off. So you like, don't put yourself in the like, I would be forced to go skiing every weekend.
Oh yeah. Then I don't care. If there was like skiing 20 minutes away and they just wanted to go and Saturday to myself to watch Curb.
We're finally on the same page.
We got there.
Mine would be, I could not date someone who was into like loud fucking cars. Or like fast cars, loud cars, muscle cars. Absolute the fuck not. Shut it down.
And like, just like talking on the phone with his boys, like, did you see the new Hellcat V12, man? I'm gonna get my new souped up. Like,
yeah, I don't know.
No.
I just don't like a loud car.
You know what
like a Toyota with a spoiler. Those are so funny.
One weird hobby that always like kind of gives me the ick or gives me anxiety are aquariums.
Oh, don't even get me like, started.
What if you move? Like, where's the aquarium gonna fucking go? Like, you gotta get all those fish in bags and shit. It's all this chemistry thing going on.
Yeah.
It's like.
And you have to keep them alive.
And you gotta clean it. It's so like. And you're just looking at these things every day because it's such a focal point in your house. Like, aquariums there's places where I'd like to go see that, but in your own home and that's your hobby.
Oh, I thought you meant like, you meant like an aquarium. Like aquarium. Tacky.
Oh, like not, no, I'm talking about in home.
Like going to like the Boston Aquarium.
No. That's why I was like, put the fish in bags. Oh, no,
you're saying like in a home.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know. Now I know that. But when he said
that.
Oh, you
gotta feed it. There's all, and then you gotta like put new plants in it. That to me is like.
No, cleaning a fish tank is, I want to do it just to have the experience, but I feel like.
It's like plumbing.
You have to do it like every week, right?
Yeah, it's the worst.
Oh. And if you don't, you're a bad pet owner, and like you should. I feel like you have to.
It was so hard. It was like harder than a dog.
You cleaned the tank all the time.
Yeah, and it was just one.
I feel like I'd be so scared of the fish dying too.
I don't even think he was in a tank because it was like one of those like beta fish.
Oh yeah.
Oh, beta fish my God. Is like, pretty easy, but you got to clean it though. I like, know.
I won a goldfish at like a carnival, and we didn't have a tank or anything yet, and so I had a. I had a pencil case, and so my mom, it was like a big one though. My mom filled it with water and poked a bunch of holes on the top and put the fish in it overnight so we could go in the morning. Because it was like, we got home at night. So in the morning, we could go get a fish tank. Yeah. And we woke up and I had cats at the time, and the cat had knocked it off the counter. The water was everywhere and the fish was just dead on the ground.
Wow.
Oh, they didn't even eat it?
No.
That's
so
point.
Sad. Oh, they're probably just they're probably batting it around.
Just for sport.
Oh, like the fact that it was just blah, 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 on the ground is so sad to me.
Oh God.
Huh.
Yeah, I don't like loud cars. If you're into that, I'm not into you.
That's a good one. What else? What do you got?
I'm trying to think. I don't know. I feel like if
you're just like politics. Well, if their hobbies like go into rallies on the weekends, like I feel.
No,
like,
I think if someone's politically engaged, that's cool.
Yeah, but. But how on your side of
it. I mean, if they want to be Republican or conservative or have those, whatever, I just think the Trump cult is a crazy thing.
How dare you?
Not on this podcast.
Do you have any other Reddit things, or was that the one?
I have a couple, but I mean, they're all different subjects. I wanted to read a couple that were just like people wrote. The top voted one is anyone who loves pranks where pranks aren't meant for anyone to laugh, but are in fact intended to harm, embarrass, or inspire true fear.
Oh, yeah, that's just like a psychopath. So stupid.
Someone said, I collect spore molds and fungus, but they're probably like a specialist or
growing
something.
Growing shrooms, huh?
Or that.
Oh, I have one. Ooh. I feel like if a girl is into like reptiles,
or like dragons?
Snake girls.
Like, yeah, or just like lizards. Yeah, and like.
That's good.
Like terrariums, and you just go into their house and it's like dark and weird and. There's like, lizards and like, oh, look at how cute he is. And it's like a fucking lizard. Like,
no, I get that.
I'm good, man.
Yeah, that gives me the heat.
Dude, I had these buddies in college. They had a like a python or like what's like the big long one that you have.
Cobra?
They had it, and then they went to Texas State down in San Marcos, which is like 30 minutes from UT. And sometimes I go party down there and crash at their place. And it was like we'd come home from the bar, and I was already planning on staying over. And we're like getting high, and I'm like, so wait, where's your snake? It's not in the thing. And they were like, well, I'm like, what? He goes. We let it out one night and we kept, because we would let it just like slither around on the ground. And one of the roommates thought the other one was going to put it away. And the other one thought it was put away.
Oh, fuck.
And so I'm like, so where is it? They go, we don't know.
Nope, I'd be gone.
And I was like,
I'm getting a hotel.
So is it here in the fucking like.
How big was it?
Like, oh. And they never knew where that snake
Are
went.
You
and I also
ever?
And I, during that night though, I was like, I'm crashing in your fucking bedroom. Like I was like, I couldn't like.
I would go get a hotel. I'm not staying in a home with a loose snake.
A loose snake.
And imagine, like, on the 20 feet long.
And I keep thinking about that like apartment. Like, what if it like went up under like the oven or like behind the refrigerator or something?
Yeah.
And then they moved out and they never knew where the snake went.
Or it goes into something and it goes into another apartment or something.
Or like into the toilet like and it's vent. Like hiding in the toilet.
No.
I wonder if I could like maybe look up news headlines to see if like
someone found one.
Like a python was found in San Marcos and be like, that was crazy. Your python.
Like where is it? What if it's just like dead under a piece of furniture that doesn't move with you?
Oh.
But maybe it would smell. It'd probably smell.
Oh, this is giving me the heebie-jeebies.
I don't think it would have
Someone said... they wouldn't date someone if they were a social media influencer.
That's
wow.
fair.
Which is fair.
I think we all agree with that.
Yeah.
People who smoke weed and make it their whole personality.
Ooh.
I was thinking of that, like, or I think like would give me the ick is like someone if they're like a big bong smoker in your own home.
Bong.
Like, Like, if you're, like, smoking weed in, I think, your own home is, like, to me, like, as gross as, like, smoking cigarettes sometimes in your home. Because the smell, it stays there. It smells very, like, I mean, but if you're in fucking college, smoke weed in your fucking, your college apartment. I don't give a shit. But, like, when you're a full adult and I come over to your place and it, like, reeks of weed, I'm, like.
Grow up a little.
Grow up. Yeah, go smoke outside or something. Like.
I can't even do that.
Bongs to like
my apartment or my condo.
Oh, we gotta get this high. We gotta do the
gravity bong.
We gotta do the fucking with the volcano thing with the big rag. I'm like, there's get like that shit
black out. Light Jimi Hendrix posters on the wall.
Gas mask. And it gets you extra high, bro.
The, like the tarp, whatever they have, like the patterns where it's just like fabric on the wall. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Oh, like the neon.
Tapestry? Yes, tapestry. Yeah. Just like.
Oh, yeah.
Oof.
Tie-dye.
Oh, tapestries give me the
tie-dye.
Yeah, hippie girl tapestry.
Oh, yeah. You know it smells awful in there, too. It's just like, no thank you.
Yeah.
These are good, Carly.
Someone said gambling, which is a good one because that can be dangerous.
Yeah.
Aggressive. Someone said Reddit moderator.
Honestly, yeah. If you're moderating a Reddit. That's like your whole personality.
Careful.
True. No, but you know what I mean. There's people who are like,
it's like so serious.
They moderate like seven Reddits for like a video game and they're like banning people.
They're
and
like,
they,
oh, I don't think this is blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, like people who are.
What is Reddit gold? When you get gold on Reddit, can you convert? Is that money or what happens when you get
I think it's just a gift that you get.
Oh, but people always like, edit, thank you so much for the gold.
Oh, my God. I think you get like Reddit premium access for like a month or something. It's like a free month of premium. Oh.
What's that?
I don't know.
Like, oh, no ads or stuff like that. I've actually sometimes considered that because there are a lot of ads.
I like seeing the ads on Reddit, though. Yeah. I like seeing how cringe they are. Hey, Reddit. Ever thought about losing weight quick? I'm like, okay, obviously this is a fucking ad.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Someone said when I was dating, I couldn't date. The gym rats.
Oh, ew. Like boys who take selfies. If I like was on a dating app and I saw a guy like post a shirtless mirror selfie, I would immediately be like, I'm good.
Okay, that's a gym rat. Or they spend too much time at the gym.
I feel like their personality.
Yeah, if they spend a lot of time at the gym, that wouldn't bother me. But if they were like, taking mirror selfies, filming themselves.
Always wearing those cutoff shirts that are like cut-off shirts, the gallon of water.
By the way, I can do all of these things. He cannot. That's disgusting.
It's so funny. Equinox, though, like I'll go there and like, I'll be there in the morning and I'll see someone. I'm like, okay, that person works out in the morning. And then sometimes I'll go at like 3 p.m. and that person's there. And I'm like, have they been there? Well, but then I'm like, huh?
But you're doing it too.
But some, no.
They might be thinking the same thing about
maybe,
you.
But then I'm like, have they been here though for 6 hours? They live at the gym. Like they work from like home, but they're like, just that they're doing like two a days.
Equinox is crazy because they do have like areas that you can work. Like my trainer would tell me people would literally be there all day long. They would like work out, then like shower, do all their business, then sit in the little area and do their work, take calls. One time I saw a guy recording a fucking podcast.
Oh, getting their money's worth, really.
Multiple times.
Wait, where?
At Equinox.
That's insane.
I mean, that's like a great way to get money's worth.
And like, I would always like gossip with her. I'd be like, this guy's recording a fucking podcast. She's like, girl, like the things he does. Like,
Did he have like a set? I mean.
Yeah, he had like his laptop, one of the little like microphones, and was just sitting there. Like,
where?
There's like a seating section.
That's unhinged.
I just like it'd be so loud in a gym.
No, it's nuts.
How do you record a podcast in a gym?
But to what you were saying. And then people would like work out again.
I guess,
and then like in the complex, it's at like go get food and then come back. Go home.
I mean, you're paying like a couple $100 a month. You might as well get your money.
You're basically paying rent at this gym. Yeah,
that's insane.
Did you see the kid who like flies to school every day instead of drives?
Because I did see that.
It saves, or instead of getting an apartment in that city because it's cheaper to fly.
I saw a girl who does an internship.
Yes, it was an internship.
It was like, was it in Vancouver? Or
I think so.
Yeah, to go to school like 3 days a week.
It's like a 40-minute flight.
Yeah.
And it was like a couple thousand dollars.
Every day?
No, it's like 3 days a week.
Two times a week, I think.
He would fly to school
and then fly home
instead of getting an apartment where school was because it was cheaper.
I saw that. There's a girl. I think she lived in like Charleston or something and would have to go to New York for an internship like one day.
Oh, I remember this. Yeah.
And it was cheaper for her to do that than get an apartment in like even New Jersey.
Yeah, it's life's too expensive. These fucking greedy corporations.
I just saw a post that I think we're all going to agree with. Says a Disney adult.
Oh, ooh. Yeah.
Here's what I'll say about that. I think that there's levels. It's a spectrum of Disney adults.
Oh. A lot are on the spectrum. Well,
it is a spectrum.
But like, I used to think it was binary, like that's a Disney adult, that isn't. And like, the ones who are full blown, like wearing the hats, wearing the shirts.
You're doing the theme days. Like we're doing Dapper Day. Like,
oh yeah.
That's a nightmare. But Will and Arden, I would consider Disney adults.
They go probably 4 times a year.
That's more than most people go.
I don't think that's a Disney adult.
A Disney adult is
like, that's your life.
Yeah, it's
your
lifestyle.
Personality.
But like, I liked going to Disney World with them because they felt it was like they knew where everything was. They had their like lay of the land. They knew what rides to go. And I was like, wow, this
nice
is great.
About the Disney adults, they know where everything is and how
and
to
like,
get
they,
places.
It was just such a great experience. But yeah, I don't think that they're
like,
making it their
whole
life.
When you walk into their home, like how many Disney things
you don't
do you
see anything.
No, that's what I'm saying.
Not
it's on
a Disney
spectrum.
Adult.
People are like, we need to get there early.
No, I think
they
just
have the new...
like Disney. I don't think that...
They're Disney adults.
To me, I would not be like, they're a Disney adult.
Or like, we got
to
get the new popcorn bucket.
Yeah.
Like, yeah. No, charge.
Like, no, I just don't understand.
Or like at their wedding or someone. Like,
oh my God.
People at their weddings will have like a Mickey and Minnie or something at the wedding.
Okay, do you think anyone's had bridesmaids that are all Disney princesses?
For
sure.
Okay.
But here's the thing though. Why should I hate on if that brings them joy?
No, you, like, no,
it's
no,
not
no
you're
we're
hating
not
on them.
Just your partner. You wouldn't be able to handle dating.
Like if Patricia...
Yo, put up all these Mickey Mouse
go
shit
Disney
everywhere.
We're going to Disney.
And your
no,
house
but in
was
your
filled
house
with Mickey
had
Mouse.
Mickey Mouse stuff.
Oh,
everywhere.
Absolutely.
Like all
not.
Your China, gumball machine. All your fine.
She wore a Mickey Mouse watch and like
Mickey Mouse PJs to bed.
Yeah. Oh,
your bed sheet. No, no.
She just watches movies with like the mouse ears on at home.
The Aristocats.
All your artwork is Disney posters.
Oh, no, that would be a nightmare.
See, that would be a nightmare. I don't care if someone's a Disney
adult. She comes
adult,
home
like,
every
thing,
day with a different piece of Disney memorabilia. Like every day. Oh, I got this. I got this.
But
all the
I mean,
content
good,
they post online.
But it's good to be friends with the Disney adult. Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
So you're right. I guess Will and Arden are not
Disney
adults.
I think they just like Disney.
The park is, I guess I would always think, I just thought that the park was what a Disney adult was. Someone who goes to the park a lot. But there's people who don't necessarily go to the park, but they just make Disney their whole life.
Yes.
But they like plan a trip once a year. It's like their trip. And they spend
it's
so much
Super
money
Bowl,
putting so much work and effort into this Disney trip. And they have a good time, which is great.
I feel like, Disney adults got to go like multiple times a year.
Right. I would love to go back with them because I feel like they know their shit, which is super fun.
It's also nice just going to Disney with just you and your significant other and you get to make the day. Rather
that
than
too.
Like going with a big group and someone's like, we got to go here.
No, big groups are the worst.
I want to do that.
That'd be fun.
What?
One of those tour guides.
Oh, yeah.
Give me the tea.
It's not like $1,000 for the day.
Maybe we have a listener who
works
at Disney and could take us out.
I went to Disney with a full-blown Disney adult.
Yeah, she did.
How was it?
Great, because she knows everything under the sun. And it was like so seamless because she's like, okay, now we're going to put in like a fast pass here, but we're going to pop over to California Adventure. And then we're going to do this ride. And then we're going to do this. And
that's
this.
Nice.
Oh, that's what
I
get
nice. Quick with the genie fast pass thing.
Yeah.
I know how to
and
do
I was like,
it.
I didn't have to think. And then she'd be like, oh, look up ahead. There's like a hidden Mickey here.
I like the TikToks where it's like going to Disney World, the Disney adult, and it's someone making fun of what they do. And if you notice, the ground is go away green because they, and I was just like,
yeah.
Yeah. At 3 o'clock, Goofy will come out and he'll do your taxes.
Yeah, it's just one of those things that I just don't understand. Like, I don't hate it. I just think it's, like, silly, but it's because I don't get it.
And also, like, why aren't we canceling them if Walt Disney was a racist?
Ooh, Aaron. That's fire.
Aaron with a hot take.
And isn't he Frozen? Like,
and you know the conspiracy theory that they made the movie Frozen by Disney as
so
a way to
Google it.
Mess with the search?
And the
Disney
songs,
Frozen.
The song Let It Go.
Up.
Get over it.
Whoa. Yeah.
Let it go, folks.
Yeah, he's Frozen, so he's privileged, so we should cancel him, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If she has a flask in her purse.
Well, it depends.
This one's so
depends
dumb.
On the situation.
How big is the bag?
Yeah, that, to me, that screams, like, financial, like, instability. Like, she can't afford a drink at, like, places.
Or
so.
Alcoholic or something.
Oh, joy.
Or she's just fun.
Someone said interest in celebrities.
Okay,
that's
boring. That's, like, Mike's criteria.
I mean... Well, you guys have helped me with that a lot, where I'm like, I used to think people who are just like obsessed, not obsessed, but really into like Bravo and celebrity culture and all that, I'm like, these people are fucking idiots. But like, you guys are into it, and I have nothing but respect for the two of you.
And
so.
What did I text you last night?
What did you text me last night?
A Bravo? With
With Cheryl and Susie, R.I.P. Richard Lewis.
Worlds colliding, see? There's something for everyone on Bravo.
This kind of goes along with the gym rat thing, but someone said people who run for 2+ hours a day, their entire life revolves around eating enough and sleeping enough to run.
I think anybody who's an obsessive about anything is probably just not the easiest to deal with.
I don't know. That wouldn't like bother me if it like didn't involve me.
Yeah. But these people are saying
you gotta come on, let's do it.
Like, but it's, honestly though, like if they were wearing like one of those packs that has the waters and the bars, like the marathon runners do like every day, and he comes in like spandex shorts, I feel like that would maybe give me the itch.
Or like a biker guy, like a biker dad on the weekends with his boys, with the spandex and their bike going like this.
Yeah. Like if I didn't have to hear about it, that'd be fine.
Interesting. Someone said true crime. Sorry, Matt. creepy and disrespectful to victims and their families. No, I don't think your mugshot water bottle is cute. I don't think you should have a phone case with a serial killer on it. Obsessing over gruesome real life deaths is insensitive and often downright cruel.
Well, I think if you're
Ted Bundy,
if you're accessorizing, accessorizing true crime and making it like a novelty,
I would be scared.
But I mean, people were like upset with I think it was Netflix for doing the Jeffrey Dahmer one. So like they're glamorizing it, but I feel like it was not glamorized.
It wasn't glamorized. People just think he's hot.
Yeah.
I think he's a very interesting case, too.
Like, yeah, I think that if, like, you are buying memorabilia for a serial killer, like, you need to take a deeper look.
It's giving, like, a Trump flag on your car.
I think I would be, like, scared to date them. I wouldn't be, like, turned off. I'd be like, oh, maybe. Right. Maybe.
Someone said taxidermy. And then someone said, I would love to meet a guy who does this. Also, skincare. Okay. Someone said Real Housewives enthusiasts.
Jealousy is a disease. Get well soon.
You just come up with that?
No.
Oh, that's a really good line.
It's like an old meme. It's actually very funny. It's like an old meme that I used to use like a decade ago. And one of the Real Housewives of Salt Lake made it her tagline, which I don't, she probably had no idea because a lot of the time they're just written for them.
Yeah.
Jealousy is a disease. Hope you get well soon.
Get well soon.
Put that on my gravestone.
Jealousy is a disease.
No, it's
bitch.
Like a millennial Chewy thing at this point.
Oh, I don't care. I'm steering right into that.
It was like an AIM away messages. Like,
I love it.
Back then.
So funny.
Okay, well, thanks again for watching, everyone. Check out the subreddit. Thanks for being on there, and we'll see you next week.
No snarking. Bye.
Bye.